On the Nature of Teaching is a segment on WTIP highlighting how we teach and learn in the natural world. Located near Finland, Minnesota, Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center was founded in 1971. Joining us now by phone is Wolf Ridge naturalist Danielle Heffron. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Just great. It looks like you guys are about the only ones below freezing this morning.
Yeah, and it was almost 60 yesterday here, so I think we're okay with it being a little bit cooler today.
Because it'll be another beautiful day for you out there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And I understand you've got 6 schools up there this week?
Yes, we have a lot. There are 3 here right now, and around lunchtime it's going to be really busy here. We have 2 of the 3 schools that are here leaving, and then we'll have a whole new 5 of them, 5 new schools coming in.
Big handoff, huh?
Yes, big handoff. Total this week, we have over 300 people coming through Wolf Ridge to go through our programs and hang out with us, so it's pretty fun.
You will have a very busy week then, and we've been having, of course, an extended conversation with you all about learning and the whole learning cycle, and this time we are up to elaboration.
Yes.
What is that all about? Besides people who talk too much about a particular topic.
Sometimes that can happen, for sure. In the learning cycle, elaboration, you can also think of it as an extending of sorts. So Shannon talked a little bit last week about how once you've had your experience exploration, you go into explaining what you've done, so putting language to everything so that everybody's on the same page, the instructor, all the students, some of the language might be new. And then we move into the elaboration or extending of those skills. So in this phase, the student would be applying their new knowledge, solving new problems, making decisions, asking new questions. So this part is more, it's intended to deepen those skills and understanding, which they've been focusing on in the lesson.
So this is when the light bulb goes on and they go, oh, wait a minute, but what about kind of thing?
Exactly, exactly. And in this part, personally, I feel the instructor is more stepping back. You've kind of done your piece, and then we're just here as the guiding through of asking questions, providing resources for the students to go out and explore, giving feedback. If need be, the instructor could be there to model something to help assist along if there's still a gap in understanding of what they're doing.
Now, you have your own course there at Wolf Ridge. It's called Northwoods Mammals.
Yes.
How does this work in your course?
So in Northwoods Mammals, the focus is on a lot about the scientific process and what scientists do, because one of our big parts at Wolf Ridge is not just to be out exploring, but also applying how things that we do here at Wolf Ridge do actually relate to what you're studying in school. We're just having them in a different facet here. So in Northwoods Mammals, the first, I don't know, about half of class is focused on observation and questioning and really honing in on those skills that scientists use out in the real world. We apply language specific to mammals, because Northwoods Mammals is the focus. So like predator and prey and a carrying capacity. We talk about different tracking, how you would track a mammal out in the woods. And then for the second half of class, we go into this extend or elaboration phase where the students then are going out and doing their own scientific study on Northwoods Mammals.
Now, how much of this is spent outside?
Of this class, so the beginning part where we're exploring and looking at stuff for about half of the class, in that part, probably about 45 minutes is outside. And then for the second half of class, it's all outside. So in the whole class is 3 hours long. So out two hours, 15 minutes or so is all outside.
Now, is it a success if they don't see wildlife when they're outside?
So that's actually one of my favorite parts. I had a class a couple weeks ago, and it had just snowed, a blanket of snow. So the tracks, unless it was a very new animal that had just walked by us, had pretty much been covered up. And I have experience doing some field research a couple of years ago, and I was telling my group, you know, my favorite part of doing field research and the fact that you can be outside was before we actually found the animals we were studying, because it's just so beautiful. And you're outside with your friends and trucking through the forest. The sun was shining through all the balsam firs, and it was just a gorgeous day. So they were a little discouraged, but I just shared that with them, and they were all like, yeah, you know, you're right. This is pretty fun. And a lot of times, no data in science is still data. It's telling you something.
Sure. Well, there's nothing wrong with sitting in a boat, even if you don't pull the fish in.
Exactly.
It's still a great day outside.
Yep. For sure.
Well, so extending, elaborating, kind of the finishing touches to the whole deal, how does that really cement learning for them?
So I feel that this part, all of the parts in the learning process are really important, but this to me is where they have more ownership of what they're doing, and instead of the instructor telling them what we'll be doing and what they're learning and giving them things, it's now taken into their own hands, and they're now providing me as the instructor with things, and I get to watch, like, oh, did they actually understand that? Oh, they did, because they're doing it. And so not only is their light bulb going off because they're cementing these and doing it hands-on with their bodies, muscle motion, I get to watch and be like, okay, it worked. They're doing it. It's great.
Well, and this is the part when you realize the best way to learn something is to teach.
Yes. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Well, so it's the big handoff today. The kids, they're coming and going in a lot of chaos, I suppose. But is this a happy day or a sad day for you?
Oh, it is a very, very happy day.
You're hoping they go off and continue to do this, go find some piece of woods where they live?
Yeah, we've had some great schools in. I've been teaching all week with Grand Forks School, so they drove a long way to come here over near North Dakota. And they came up to the ridge here. We have a lot of hills, and they're like, well, this is totally different from where we're from. We're just flat for miles. So it was great to hear some of their input and what we were doing and relating how it's similar and different from their home and our home.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly would put a smile on anyone's face to watch their faces light up with the difference.
Yes.
We've been speaking with mentor naturalist Danielle Heffron on the nature of teaching. It's a monthly segment on WTIP in partnership with Wolfridge Environmental Learning Center. To learn more about Wolfridge, visit wolf-ridge.org or call 218-353-7414. Thanks, Danielle. Enjoy your week.
You too, Tracy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.